Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Get in there! Come on! Hello everyone, welcome to Club Reaction to Rangers, Real Betis 2, Rangers 3, and a crazy night of football. Rangers have very much done things the hard way, but we finished this group top of the group after a pretty amazing game, absolutely amazing game. I am absolutely buzzing. My name is Scott Carney and I'm on my own tonight, but I could not care less. What a game, what an achievement by this team, and Philip Clement is very much the real deal. I think that's the biggest praise that I can give tonight. He's got it right tonight. He kind of mastered his way through that with the depleted squad that we have, and we've managed to come out top in this group, and we've actually put Betis into the Conference League, where we all thought we probably were going to be. Rangers weren't given a chance tonight by anyone, probably a lot of fans as well. I did not expect the game. I didn't know what to expect from the game, but I certainly did not expect that, a whirlwind of a game of football. Rangers have scored 3 goals in Spain for the very first time, and yeah, we have got the win that we needed to top this group and to get ourselves into the next stage of the Europa League. A fantastic achievement. There's something about this team, something about this club now with the Europa League, and very much again holding up the coefficient points for the rest of Scotland. Yous are all welcome, because I know yous are tuning in to see my cheery face tonight. So I'll go through the game at bits tonight, but as I say, I've been on a roller coaster of emotions tonight, as I imagine everybody has been. It was an incredible game, really an incredible game, but ultimately we've done what we had to do and we've won the game, and I'm very proud of this team, very, very proud of this team. And I say the biggest bit that's coming back to me is just that Philip Clement knows what he's doing. He very much knows what he's doing. And fantastic, absolutely fantastic. The starting 11 tonight was pretty much as to be expected. There was not really any great shock. There was not much else he could have done. Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Davis, Barisic, Lundstrom, Cifuentes, Lammers, McCausland, Seema and Dessers. Obviously, I'm not going to lie, nobody wanted to see Lammers, and I'll get the negative bit out of the way. He did nothing tonight, absolutely nothing. We've won that game with him being on that park for the entire match, which I think is an achievement in itself. But for the rest of them, we had our moments where we were bad, we had moments when we were very, very good, but ultimately they dug in. They gave everything tonight, absolutely everything tonight, and that's all you can ask for from a Rangers team, especially with the lack of options that we have coming off the bench. For them to give it all, and for us to be leaving with 3 points to get us top of the group and to get us through into the next stage, I'm delighted, absolutely delighted about it. The game itself, Rangers have made the pretty much perfect start. A fantastic goal by Abdallah Sima. The man is absolutely on fire just now. He is firing on all cylinders. I think, as they said in the commentary, I think that's a goal every two games now for him, which is an incredible scoring record. It really is, considering he's not really even playing through the middle. But it's what you're looking for from your front players. I thought Dessers did decent enough with his hold-up play. I think he maybe got a wee bit fortunate with the fact that the ball rolled to Sima. But again, Sima, first time, calm as you like, into the bottom corner. And we were in absolute dreamland at that point. I couldn't believe that we took the lead. I was absolutely over the moon about it. I think the first 10 minutes was a bit sussing each other out, and Rangers managed to take the lead. After that, Betis obviously equalised pretty much straight away. Now this goal, we get cut open a wee bit too easily. I think you have to remember the level of opposition that Betis are. They have just drew with Madrid at the weekend. They've not been beat at home this season so far. And I think they've not even conceded more than two goals at their home ground this season so far. So for us to finish, I keep jumping to the end because the end's the best bit. But obviously when they came forward, they did cut us open quite easily. Tav got pulled out wide, McCausland got called a wee bit ball watching in my opinion, and they cut us open, and it's a really good finish generally to beat Butland, who's been superb and was again superb tonight when he was called into action. To beat him from that angle, it had to be a good strike, and it was a very good strike, hit with power and pace into the bottom corner. And my heart sank a little bit. I thought, oh, if only we could have made that last a wee bit longer. I thought we could have been ourselves in with a chance, because we did give ourselves probably the best chance that we could have. But need not worry much longer. Step forward, the man, the myth, Cyril Dessers, with a wonder goal. I mean, a superb goal. He's the one that plays the ball back, upon the halfway line. He turns and runs, the ball's played to him, he turns his man left and right, finds himself one-on-one with the keeper, and as calm as you like, places it through the keeper's legs to get it 2-1, and again, I go ballistic. Absolutely ballistic, couldn't believe it, couldn't believe that we were 2-1 up, and I couldn't believe of all people it was Dessers. But you've got to give the man credit here. That's a fantastic finish for any sort of striker to be doing something like that. Brave, taking on his man, got himself one-on-one and stayed composed in order to put it through the keeper's legs, and he knew what he was doing there, slipped it under the keeper's legs, and they say it got us to 2-1. Just before, obviously, between probably 10 and 20 minutes, we took a bit of a barrage by Betis. It looked inevitable that they were going to score. We were getting caught out quite a lot down the right-hand side. I thought McCausland and Tavernier were really, really struggling, and they were kind of identifying that area to target. It did look inevitable that they were going to score. They were really trying to build momentum, but we survived it, and we took the lead again, which, again, you have to give credit to the team for that. They didn't give up tonight. They just continued to keep on going and keep doing the things, trying to take the opportunities when they came our way, and I thought we were good when we were called into that. We were called into action and going forward anyway. It took Betis another 17 minutes before they scored on the 37th minute, and again this one it's a good goal again. As I thought they did well, but it's sloppy defending at times. But we were always going to make mistakes tonight. I think that's due to the kind of level of injuries that we have. And not really been able to pick our best starting 11. There was always going to be bits of mistakes, and the mistakes at this level, you will get punished. I think Tav gets caught this time out. He gets pulled in a little bit too narrow. His man's there on the left-hand side. And again, it's another really good finish. Like, they are a quality team. They're a good team. As I say, they got it back to 2-2. But we got to half-time at 2-2. And at that point, I was happy enough with what I was seeing from the team, because we were given everything. I think, obviously, defensively, we were sloppy, yes, but you're up against quality players, and sometimes you have to be a wee bit lenient, I suppose, more so than anything else, about who you're actually playing against. This isn't your standard run-of-the-mill game against whoever in the Scottish League. And I thought it too. I thought the second half, anything could happen here. I genuinely thought that. I was a wee bit concerned about us maybe running out of legs due to the options on the bench. And into the second half, we actually made a change. So Fuentes came off and Sterling came on. The second half itself, Rangers were under a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. They had the ball in the back of the net at one point, but it was ruled off for handball. Again, from the replays that you were seeing, wasn't 100% clear, but obviously VAR have got a lot more clearer view of things than we do. Initially, it was ruled off for offside, but it wasn't offside, and it was ruled off for being a handball. And yeah, as I said, Rangers were very much trying to, maybe not survive, survive's probably the wrong word, but I thought the game was more in favour of Betis at this point. I thought they were on the front foot, as you would expect them, a European team at home. You would expect them to come on to Rangers, but we survived. We were putting our bodies on the line, and none more so helped than John Lundstrom and Sterling in the middle of the pitch, and even Cifuentes in the first half. I thought Cifuentes was great in the first half. I thought whatever midfield pairing that we had in the centre of the pitch tonight were superb, and Sterling for me was fantastic when he came on. Sterling, I thought he was brilliant. For a guy that's getting played in a position that's maybe not his own, he's got good legs in him, he's got good power in him, he's not very much so not scared to get into a tackle, and I thought he made a real impact when he came on, and it, if anything, it gave us a lot more dig in the middle of the pitch. Again, I think the referee was more lenient towards the home team than they were the away team, but I didn't really think it was coming back to bite us, kind of bite us on the arse in any way, but I do think at times they were getting a lot more than we were getting at points. And it was beginning to get a wee bit nervous, hence my rambling, because I'm trying to furiously remember things in the game, and I'm going, I don't know, because it was all getting to that stage of the game. Kamar Roof and Matondo came on for McCausland and Dessers. I think Dessers can be feeling pretty chipper about himself tonight. I thought in the second half he faded away, but again, I think that's due to the pressure that Betis were putting under us. But as I say, I think for the first half performance and for that goal in particular, I thought he was great. I really do. I thought he was great, and it's going to do him the world of good. It really is. And then Rangers score to make it 3-2 on about the 77th minute, I think it was. I think it was a corner that came in. Again, I might be wrong, but it was a corner that came in. No, definitely was a corner that came in from Barisic. Ended up falling to Goldson at the back post to cut it back. Matondo makes a right scuff of it, to be fair. He probably should be scoring himself, but it falls to Mr. Six-Yard Box, I think we should call him, Kamar Roof. He's a goal, Kamar Roof. He always has been a goal, and he was in the right place at the right time to stab at home, and they make it 3-2. And if I went mental for the first two, I certainly went ballistic for the third. I went absolutely mental for the third one. At that point, I was going, have we scored too early here? Should we have waited 5 minutes before we'd done this? But from then on in, I thought Rangers defended brilliantly. Even Tavernier came into his own, I thought, towards the end of the match as well, cutting out balls. He was clearly told to come in and track players into the midfield as well, because he was man-marking people at times. And there was only one real save that I can remember, a kind of scuffed header, kind of had Jack Butland clambering to get there, but he did get there, and they actually kept the ball in play. I was thinking that was about 86, 87 minutes, something like that. And then obviously 5 minutes, I knew there was going to be about 5 minutes of added on time. And it was backs to the walls at times, but I think it was always to be expected. And at the end of the day, we have managed to win that game 3-2 and finish top of the Europa League group stage, and we're on to the next round. Betis had many chances tonight. They rattled the bar I don't know how many times, and we've managed to come out on top. I think the team are fully deserving of it, and they're fully deserving of the praise, and hopefully this is a real catalyst to them, a real something to build on, a real bit of momentum, a real bit of pride to take in themselves, because we had a very depleted squad tonight. We had players playing in positions that weren't their own, and we've put everything out there on the line. Even with Sam Lammers on the pitch, we have managed to win that game by 3-2, and I am absolutely delighted. My man of the match tonight, I think it has to be John Lundstrom. I really do. He is absolutely shining right now under Philip Clement, and the conversation about him getting a new contract is definitely one that's going to come up more and more, because he was absolutely superb tonight. I mean, tremendous. He just done everything you expect from a Rangers centre midfielder to do in a game like that in Europe. I thought he was great, and a very special mention to Sterling as well. He was absolutely superb tonight for coming on and playing in that position. He gave his everything. He gave his everything for 45 minutes, and it's probably an area that we'll see him play again on Sunday, I would imagine, because obviously we don't have Cifuentes, and it doesn't look like anybody else is going to be back in time. So yeah, as I say, just a fantastic, fantastic achievement by this team. Especially after the way the group went, we made real hard work of this group. There's that of absolutely no doubt to me, but I don't care. I'm going to enjoy every single minute of this, as should you. So yes, thank you for tuning in and listening to me. I will be back tomorrow. It will be just me again on Club Live, and it will be a much shorter one, but there's a big announcement coming tomorrow. So please do tune in for that, and you'll hear all the full details about it. Enjoy the rest of your night, because I know I sure will. We are Club at 22, the Rangers podcast. Thank you, everyone.
Sports Social Podcast Network.